Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Baba Kama Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asher Basra Chol Shishi B'zachar Defan Ruziva Kogun B'Karav Mamish. And we continue with more cases. The Mishnah says Hechnas Shai LeChatzar Baal Bayis Shaloi B'Shos. A person brought his shor into the Chatzar Baal Bayis without permission. Unokhoi Shor Shal Baal Bayis, and the shor of the Baal Bayis gored this uninvited shor. Oishin Neshachar Kalbush Shal Baal Bayis, or the dog of the Baal Bayis bit this uninvited shor. Potter the Baal Bayis is Potter because the shor shouldn't have been there in the first place. What about the other way around? Nagach Hu Shor Shal Baal Bayis. Let's say this uninvited shor gored the shor of the Baal Bayis, chayiv. So the owner of the uninvited one is chayiv to pay. Similarly, nafal bayir v'hivish meimav, let's say this uninvited shor fell into the water storage tank of the Baal Bayis and he ruined the water, now it's not drinkable. Chayiv, the owner of the uninvited shor, is chayiv to pay for that. Now what about the following? Hay aviv abinay l'saychay. Let's say the Baal Bayis' father or son were inside this bar and the uninvited shor fell on them and killed them. Mishal mesa kaifer, the owner has to pay kaifer. Now first of all, it doesn't have to be this guy's father or son were in there. It could be that anyone was in there. It's just that usually, who's going to be in a bar inside his property? Either his father or son. And kaifer has to be paid because we're talking about a shor that was a muad for throwing itself onto people and killing them, and therefore this payment has to be made. Now, if this shor was brought in brashos, the guy was allowed to bring his shor in, baal chatzar chayiv, so then the baal chatzar would be chayiv for any damages caused to the visiting shor. However, Rebbe argues and says, b'kulon eino chayiv. In all these cases, he's not chayiv. And that's even though he had permission to bring his shor in. Just because Shimon told Ruvain, no problem, you could bring your shor into my chatzar, that doesn't mean that he's taking responsibility upon himself to watch it and pay for any damages that happen to it, and that would only be Anji Kabal of Lishmar. He has to accept upon himself explicitly that he's going to watch the visiting shor. Just saying, yeah, Ruvain, no problem, you can bring your shor into my property, is not mechayiv the Baal Chatzar pay for any damages. It's only when the Baal Chatzar says, I will watch it, I'm being mekabel upon myself to be shimer it, then he would have to pay for damages. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, shor shayim mischam al chaveroi vehika so isha. A shor that had intent, it was going to gore its friend. It was trying to knock its friend down, but it ended up goring a woman, v'yatzu yuladeha, and her children went out, which means she miscarried. She was a pregnant woman, and because she was gored by the shor, the baby that she was carrying died. Potter mi dmei vladeis, the owner of the shor is potter for paying for these children. And that's because dmei vladeis only has to be paid if a man strikes a woman, and not if an animal does. And that's what the Mishnah continues with, v'adam shayim mischam al chaveroi, let's say a man was intent to strike his friend, v'ikas isha, and he accidentally hit a woman that was nearby, v'yatzu yuladeha, and she miscarried, mishalom dmei vladeis, he has to pay for dmei vladeis. Now, ketzah mishalom dmei vladeis, how does he pay for these children that were killed? We evaluate the woman, how much was she worth before she gave birth versus how much she's worth after she gives birth, which we're assuming that after she gives birth, she's worth less money, and the difference in that is what's going to be paid. Now, Amar Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel says, that can't be, because Im Kain, if that's really so, when a woman gives birth, she actually goes up in value. That's because before she gives birth, there's a danger that she's going to die during the birthing process, and therefore, after she gives birth, she's actually worth more because she's out of this danger. So in this case, no money would be paid. El rather, says Rishon Gamliel, Shomenes Havladeis Kamein Yafin V'Nois Labal, we simply evaluate the kids themselves, these children, how much they would be worth, and we give that money to the husband. V'Mein Labal, if she doesn't have a husband, Nois L'Yarshav is given to his Yarshim. Ha'isa Shivchav Neshtachro, Ogiyares, Pater. Let's say this woman who was gored and lost her children was a freed maidservant, or she was a Giyares, she was a convert, and these are basically the same people. A Shivchav Neshtachro and a Giyares have the same exact din. So in this case, the person who's sure gored her is Pater, because it's considered being machzik benichse hager. We know that when a ger dies and he doesn't have any yarshim, anyone can take his property. And that would be this case right here, and therefore he would not have to pay for dmei vladeis. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.